This is Daniel Steinberg for O'Reilly Media with a report from the 2006 WEAR 2.0 conference in San Jose, California. The night before the conference, about 50 attendees gathered to play a camera phone scavenger game called Pixie Hunt. Jordan Schwartz, a program manager for Microsoft in their digital photography group, explains the game before sending the teams out to the street armed with a GPS puck and a camera phone.
The object of Pixie Hunt is to go out and take some pictures of you and your team doing things and of things around, just around walking distance of this area. I'm handing out a list of the tasks that you'll be completing on paper, and they're also all on your phone. They've been downloaded from a server. Each time you take a photo against one of the tasks, it gets uploaded to Flickr, and then it gets downloaded onto everyone else's phone so they can see what they're up against in real time. The phone will keep score for you. You get extra points for being first, so you get basically 10 points for each task. There are a few you get 24. You get an extra 5 points for being the first one to complete a task. And then there are a few at the end that have bonus points for taking a particularly good picture.
With those instructions, the teams hit the street. I tagged along with the OSGeo team, and they quickly worked their way down some of the easier tasks. Everyone quickly got into the spirit of the game, and they stopped in a sushi restaurant to complete one task and realized that if the waitress would lend them her apron, they could also complete the challenge of wearing the clothes of a stranger. They encouraged her to pose with them. Outside the next restaurant, they figured that if one of them took off his shoes and socks, they'd be kicked out, thereby completing another task.
Well, let me just take my socks off, dude. That'll gross him out. Okay, get the freaking thing loaded.
Okay, where's the bug? I've been looking for bugs.
This is the need not apply one, right?
Okay, just the slap them.
I'll stand here at the door, and you'll be refusing me, okay?
That's really good.
Oh,
you look really good.
No sooner had they completed that job than they noticed an approaching light rail train. If they ran to catch it, they could knock off yet another task and get more points. They attracted the attention of people actually waiting for the train, and one of them had a tattoo. If only she'd agree to get her picture taken, they could cross off that challenge as well.
Come here. We need a picture of you with a tattoo.
Help us.
Where's my money at? Can I get some money?
You get $5. You with a tattoo.
Hey! You got a tattoo too.
No, two things. Tattoo, and then you need to hand the rose to him.
I headed back to the command center and asked Schwartz why he created this game.
I don't have a television. I get sick of my computer all the time. It just grieves me that we've created this technology that chains people to dark rooms in front of glowing screens all the time instead of getting out and doing things in the world. So what I find so compelling about the camera phone and mobile devices in general is you have all this power of technology and you can use it and go somewhere and do something and interact with people in a real personal way rather than just in this virtual way.
The group that I'd followed had used their camera phone to upload pictures and to check their points, but they hadn't looked at the pictures the other groups were taking. Schwartz said, that's the way people look at their phones.
They see the camera phone as a camera and a phone, and they forget that it's also a display that has this persistent connection to the internet, to everything that's out there, all the photos that they've ever taken that are up on the web somewhere, and all this information. And so, the camera phone is really three things. It's a capture device, it's a communication device, and it's also a viewing device.
Before sending out a message to call the groups back in for the end-of-night reception, Schwartz looked at the display screen on which he was monitoring the progress of the various teams.
You know, we're sitting here right now, and I'm watching the photos come in, and everyone's got smiles on their faces. Looks like people are doing goofy things and having a good time at it. So that's a success as far as I'm concerned. People are out in the world interacting with it and having fun.
From WEAR 2.0, this is Daniel Steinberg for O'Reilly Media.